Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Thousands of the president's supporters are in Dallas for a rally at the AAC tonight.
People started lining up Tuesday. These two from Central Texas came about 3:30 this morning and had to wait in line about a block away. They say they're glad the president is stopping in Johnson County first to celebrate jobs coming to North Texas.
I used to tell everybody, don't we make anything anymore? Everything was China, Taiwan.
And you remember when Obama said you need a magic wand for the manufacturing jobs to come back to this country? Well, he has the magic wand, doesn't he?
Souvenir stands also set up along the line. One woman says she follows the president and attends other Republican rallies. She hopes to sell $15,000 worth of merchandise.
Try to raise money for Congress or whoever is running that's supporting Trump. We don't do any Republicans that don't support Trump.
Dallas police have shut down Olive Street and All-Star Way. Houston Street and Victory Avenue close at 5 o'clock. In Victory Park, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
Texas Senator John Cornyn hoping his reelection efforts get a little boost from the president's rally. He told reporters he's happy to be the opening act for the president.
When the president comes to Texas, I feel like it's part of my job to welcome him and to help rally the folks who are going to support him and presumably me during the 2020 election.
Cornyn says his speech will cover how well the economy is doing. Now, it's not just the president. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke is also holding a rally in North Texas tonight. Mike Rogers asked him about that earlier today.
What's it going to take for this campaign to get some traction?
You know, we are going to rely on the people who comprise this campaign. I mean, everyone who's gone to our website and chipped in $15 or signed up to knock on doors or make phone calls. Now is the time that we reach out there and invite our friends, our families, our coworkers into the election of our lifetime.
That said, O'Rourke says his campaign has reached what he calls a moment of truth. His rally, 6 o'clock this evening at the theater in Grand Prairie. Police artists came up with a sketch of what a woman may have looked like. This is based on remains found in Parker County. LP Phillips says the sketch still hasn't led to any identification.
The drawing shows a dark-haired woman, young and thin. It was created in Austin by DPS based on skeletal remains found in a rural part of Parker County back in December. The picture has generated a lot of phone calls, but police have also found DNA in the tooth of the victim, and that has ruled out virtually every tip that's been phoned in. Parker County Sheriff Sergeant Randy Branham says the best they can figure
is either going to be Hispanic or an Asian female. The age at death is between late 20s and late 30s. Height is going to be a short stature between 4'6" and 5'3".
They think the remains could have been in that rural area for up to 2 years before they were found. We have the new artist rendition on our website, KRLD.com. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Denton, police arrest a teenager in a stabbing case near UNT. Noah Brunson turned himself in. The police say he admitted killing Isaiah Rahimi. According to the investigators, it's part of a drug deal that went bad. He's charged with murder. Bail is $100,000. For decades, they called him the king of the country music countdown. Bob Kingsley has died. He stepped away from his countdown as he fought bladder cancer. Kingsley died this morning at his home in Weatherford. He's considered one of the top personalities in the broadcasting business. Bob Kingsley dead at the age of 80. Visit Dallas tried to convince the city council that it's cleaned up its act, but Austin York says some on the council aren't convinced.
A January audit showed that Visit Dallas recklessly spent and couldn't account for nearly $150 million. Now, months later, and with a different CEO, they sat in front of the city council trying to convince them to give them another contract. But some councilmen, like Omar Narvaez, says they need to do better.
Our boss is the residents of the city of Dallas. And right now, they're not satisfied and happy with what's coming back. So I'm going to urge you all to listen.
Councilwoman Kara Mendelson told city staff to be prepared to find a new agency to market Dallas.
My goal is not to make Visit Dallas successful. Somebody said that, and I'm just going to tell you that's not my goal. My goal is to make Dallas successful. And this needs to work for us, not that we work to make you successful.
A vote will be held in November when an amended contract is expected to come back to council. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, he got him good. Tony Romo playing golf with a former Mav, Darren Williams, yesterday at a club in Carrollton. Williams decided to have a little fun. He left a fake snake near the rear wheel of Tony's golf cart and recorded it as Tony saw the fake snake for the first time. Romo jumped over the snake as he realized it's a phony. Williams shared the video to Instagram saying, "All this proves is if they put you back there for a few snaps, you could shake off them ankle tackles." Major milestone in the construction of the new home for the Texas Rangers, Globe Life Field. Final truss for the retractable roof lifted into place this morning. It weighs 3.5 million pounds. This final truss is in place. The stadium is 80% complete. If you're headed out to the State Fair this weekend for a little last-minute fair fun, a new attraction is there to check out. Nintendo has a pop-up. They're bringing lots of fun and games. You can play classic Nintendo games like Mario Kart and Super Smash Brothers, and they've got some surprises, too. Nintendo giveaways and backdrops to pose for your Instagram photos.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.